Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 42-36 overall. They're 4-9 here in the second half. Modesto, they come in with a record of 48-29. They are 7-6 in the second half. As the Grizzlies, they ended their 6-game losing skid last night on the 4th of July. The Grizzlies winning 7-5 in front of a paid crowd of 9,939. The Grizzlies came back from a 3-run deficit multiple times to improve to 10-9 since 2005 on Independence Day. The Nuts and Grizzlies traded runs a few times, but the Nuts had a 4-2 lead and then added another run in the fourth to make it 5-2. But the Grizzlies found a way to score 4 runs, bringing 10 batters to the plate. But here's the weird thing. They had 0 hits. The Grizzlies found a way with a combined 5 walks, 2 hit-by-pitches, 3 wild pitches, and 1 error by Modesto. They went on to win 7-5. The Grizzlies, their offense scattered a bunch of hits, a bunch of runs, a bunch of stolen bases, so on and so forth. But the storyline was the Grizzlies pitching, because both teams didn't have a hit past the 4th inning. The last 5 innings for both teams, there were no hits. And the Grizzlies bullpen of Kay Denton and Bryson Hammer, 3 hitless and scoreless innings. They combined for 6 punchouts. After Isaiah Coupe, a tough couple of first innings, he settled down nicely as the Grizzlies held on to win 7-5. So Fresno looking for another win here in this series, and they give the ball to left-hander Michael Persecki. That's right, Persecki is back, a familiar face to Fresno. Persecki battling an injury, he's now coming back through the system as he's trying to work back from that minor injury setback in spring training. No record and no ERA. We'll talk more about what Persecki gave Fresno in 2023. On the other side, Modesto gets the ball to right-hander Elijah Dale. A 3-4 record, a 4.34 ERA for the right-hander. A lot of sliders from the righty and Dale, so it should be a great pitching matchup in Elijah Dale and Michael Persecki here at Chuck Chancey Park. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Modesto Nuts right-hand pitcher Brody Hopkins. And when you have multiple people saying that Brody Hopkins could be the future of the Seattle Mariners, you have to grab him for an interview. And we discussed a little bit of everything, his upbringing and where his love for baseball started. Of course, he has a brother that is playing in Major League Baseball, of course, now battling an injury. We also talked about his time at the College of Charleston and Winthrop and becoming a pitcher, because he was a two-way player and primarily an outfielder. And finally, we talked about his pitch repertoire. It's not 1, it's not 2, it's not 3. It's about 7 or 8 pitches. And boy, it was fun to talk to Brody Hopkins. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Modesto Nuts right-hand pitcher Brody Hopkins. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me.
First question I have for you. Talk a little bit about your upbringing and where your love for baseball started.
I've been playing baseball since I was 3 or 4 years old. I would say the love for baseball came from my brother. He's He made his debut last year with the Reds, but he's recovering from labrum surgery right now. But yeah, I mean, just my family, being around baseball my whole life. Growing up, my dad was playing slow pitch softball because he stopped playing baseball. But yeah, it's just my family. That's the reason I love it.
Absolutely. Now, of course, there's probably some competitiveness between you and your brother. So, are you the better player?
Well, he's an outfielder. I'm a pitcher. So I would say it can go hand in hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, let's talk about your upbringing a little bit more in South Carolina. Talk about your time in high school and then being able to take the next steps into college.
Yeah, well, in high school, I didn't start pitching until I was a junior, and that's the only real year I actually pitched because my senior was COVID. But, yeah, I've been a two-way player pretty much my whole life until this year after I got drafted. But, yeah, I mean, it's really been a whirlwind because I never knew that I was going to get drafted, nor knew I was going to play a pro ball. So, I mean, I'm just blessed to be where I'm at now.
Absolutely. Now, yeah, you said you were a two-way player, so for the fans that may not understand, how hard is it being a two-way player? Because your daily grind is a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, there was my whole college career was very stressful. I mean, trying to manage school, hitting and pitching, it was a lot. But I mean, I kind of talked to my coaches, and then whenever I got to Winthrop my junior year, they made it a whole lot easier for me. I was DHing and starting, so it was easy. I could be a hitter for the beginning of the day, and then towards the end of practice I was focusing on pitching. But yeah, I'm just glad to be where I'm at now and just focusing on pitching.
College Charleston first, and then you talked about Winthrop too. Talk about your final season in college.
Yeah, I mean, it was life-changing, as some would say. I mean, I got recruited by a really, really good dude named Austin Hill, pitching coach at Winthrop, and he's probably the reason where I'm at today. I mean, he took a chance on me when nobody else really would. And, yeah, I wouldn't be where I'm at without Winthrop and Austin Hill.
No, absolutely. And, of course, then you were drafted by the Seattle Mariners in the sixth round. You said that you never thought you had a chance.
Yeah.
But you were a sixth-round draft pick. Talk about where you were when you found out you got drafted by the Mariners.
I was with my family. I was at my uncle's house. And we had a little get-together because, I mean, at that point I knew that the day two was probably going to be my day that I got drafted. I didn't know where, didn't know who, didn't know when. But I mean, just being surrounded by family and friends really made it easy. It's like it wasn't stressful. It wasn't like, obviously it was stressful, but like I wasn't worried. I wasn't stressed. I was with my friends, my family, and I was just happy to be there.
Absolutely. Now, this year has been amazing for you. Every single person I've talked to, you are the guy that everyone keeps mentioning in terms of not only the stuff, but, you know, the presence on the mound. So talk about what that means to you, that you're becoming a name in the California League.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a blessing. I mean, I've worked my tail off to get to where I'm at now, and I haven't even really started. But yeah, I mean, it's just paying respect, I guess. It's like, because I want to carry myself with that type of swagger on the mound to where people look at me and be like, oh, he's a little cocky. But yeah, I like that.
Absolutely.
That's just who I am. But yeah, I mean, I'll give my respect for respects too. I mean, Jack Mahoney, Braylon Wimmer, they're both killing it this year. They're both players of the month this past month.
Yeah.
I got to pitch against Wimmer one time in college, and I've watched both of them play. So, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about that, too. And now talk about your repertoire a little bit. Not only are you at a tough angle, but you throw a plethora of pitches. So talk about that for the fans that may not understand how much you have. And as you said, you are a two-way player that really just started pitching.
Yeah. Well, it started as just fastball, slider, changeup, and then when I got drafted, I realized I could throw both fastballs, four seam and sinker, very well and very good, decent shapes to both of them. And then I still kept my slider, and then I learned how to throw like this weird like gyro curveball, which really it's really been probably my best pitch so far this year. And then I've kept the changeup, and I added a little cutter. It's like a smaller slider cutter. I don't know what to call it.
You have too many pitches at this point. There's not enough, you have too many pitches for what hands are for your catcher to call when it comes down to it.
And I also threw a knuckleball against Stockton.
Which
we
saw that on the charts, and we went, oh, well, that's unique. So seven pitches for – and not only that, you have the angle as well too, but you were part of a team that won the first half. Talk about the experiences here in the first half so far.
We've got a really, really good team. I mean, Lazaro Montes and Michael Royal, they're not here anymore, but they led our team the first half. And we got Luis Wiesbell, Carson Jones. Carson Jones is probably the most underrated player I've ever seen, and he's just a dog. Ty Pete, I expect him to hit more home runs, but he's not, but he's still hitting 290. Aiden Smith, killing the ball right now. Just everybody. I mean, it's just like Connor Charping, both of our catchers, they both play one game, then don't play the next, and it's just like they pick up where they left off. They both break. They both catch really good behind the plate. It's just – and our whole pitching staff. I mean, we have like a maybe – I think we have a sub-3 ERA.
It's amazing this year. From Tyler Goff to you, I mean, everyone in between. It's It is fun to watch for you guys. So then what can fans expect from the Modesto Nuts in the second half, including from you?
Just, I mean, to keep doing what we're doing. I mean, we all just listen to one thing, and that's what the Mariners teach us. And if we keep doing that, then we're going to have a really good rest of our year.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time in this interview, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
And we thank Modesto Nuts right-hand pitcher Brody Hopkins for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to one of the future stars in the Seattle Mariners system. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. We're here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park, as we get set for Friday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. With that being said, let's give you the Modesto Nuts starting lineup. They are 48-29, 7-6 in the second half. Modesto, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. They are managed by Zach Vinci, California League champions last year. They have won the first half this season in the California League North Division, so already back in the playoffs. Here's their starting lineup, led by center fielder number 15, Carlos Jimenez. Batting second, right fielder number 13, Aiden Smith. Batting third at shortstop, number 7, Ty Pete. Batting fourth at third baseman, number 10, Luis Suispel. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 25, Carson Jones. Batting sixth, the DH, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 16, Jacob Sharp. Batting eighth at first base, number 44, Jared Belbin. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 19, Edrin Rodriguez. And on the bump for Modesto will be the right-hander, number 31, Elijah Dale. A 3-4 record, a 4.34 ERA. So once again for Modesto, under manager Zach Vinci, will be Jimenez, Smith, Pete, Suispel, Jones, Perez, Sharp, Belbin, Rodriguez, and Dale on the bump. We'll give you the Grizzlies lineup momentarily as we head down to the field for tonight's national anthem. What an unbelievable national anthem to get us set for Friday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball, Game 5 of 6, between California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Modesto Nuts. We just gave you Modesto's lineup before the national anthem. It's time to give you your Fresno Grizzlies starting lineup presented by Toyota. The Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They are 42-36 overall. They are 44-9 here in the second half under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting second, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting third at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting seventh is the first baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. Batting ninth, the DH, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump tonight, making his return back to Fresno, left-hander, number 29, Michael Persecki, makes his first start with your Grizzlies. As Michael Persecki ready to go, as we are waiting for the first base coach for Modesto, as we are set for baseball here in downtown Fresno, California. Michael Persecki will wind and deal. Here comes the first pitch, and it's a called strike at 7:08 p.m., and we are underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 0-1 from Michael Persecki. Works out a full windup, and it swung on and missed. Fastball in 93, count at 0-2. Welcome back to California, Michael Persecki. As here comes the 0-2 to Jimenez. And it is swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. 94 miles per hour, and Persecki has his first punch out of the game. As Jimenez down on strikes, and here comes right fielder Aiden Smith. It is 105 degrees, and after those three fastballs, it's a little bit warmer now. Clear skies, 12 mile per hour winds to right field. As that is a fair ball down the left field line and into the Nuts bullpen. This is going to be a one out double for Aiden Smith. That was fair down the left field line. As Aiden Smith, first pitch swinging, hits a double. And that went down to the Modesto bullpen, retrieved by the left fielder in Hinchman. So runner at first now, or runner at second now with one out. And here comes the shortstop in Ty Pete. Again, 105 degrees, clear skies. 12 mile per hour winds out to right field. As Persecki will come set, looks back the runner in Smith. And the pitch to Ty Pete is a called strike, count at 0-1. Home plate umpire is Drew Buffelli. Over on the bases, Chad Lagana. Michael Persecki, one of the best pitchers last year in the California League. As here comes the 0-1 offering from the lefty. And it is outside, count of 1-1. Michael Persecki in 2023 with Fresno was chosen as one of four California League starters of the year after an outstanding season with the Grizzlies. As here comes the 1-1 offering from Persecki. Looks back the runner and Smith, the pitch. Swung on and missed. That was a changeup on the outside part of the plate. Count at 1-2. Persecki made 21 starts, going 11-7. With a single-A best 2.72 ERA and a California League-leading 125 strikeouts. Here's the 1-2 to Pete, outside, two balls and two strikes. Now Persecki had a little bit of a minor setback in spring training, and so now he's coming through the system trying to get back to his 100% form. Persecki will make at least one start tonight with Fresno. We'll see after that. As here comes the 2-2 to tie Pete. And it swung on and missed. That was a disgusting breaking ball from Persecki for the second out. So two strikeouts now for Persecki as here comes third baseman Luis Swiesbel. Swiesbel with a runner at second and two outs looking for his fourth homer of the series. He had three in the first two games of this six-game series. We're in game five tonight. Persecki comes set. Here comes the first pitch to Swiesbel. Persecki deals, and it is in there for a strike. Counted 0-1. Good fastball in the inside corner. Michael Persecki not only led the California League in strikeouts, he enjoyed the California League lowest batting average against him at 217 and ranked among the top 10 in five other league pitching categories. As here comes the 0-1 from Persecki. Swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. Oh, he's fun to watch. Michael Persecki was the California League Player of the Week and Month honors. He won two of them. A Player of the Week from July 31st through August 6th and the month of August for the Player of the Month. As here comes the 0-2 to Luis Swiesbel. Swung on and missed, and Michael Persecki strikes out the side to start the first inning. We head to the bottom of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies and Nuts tied at zeros. Here comes Jason Hinchman to lead things off against Elijah Dale. A 3-4 record, a 4.34 ERA. First pitch to Hinchman is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Bottom of the first inning, the Grizzlies and the Nuts just underway here in downtown Fresno. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's a fly ball foul. No balls and two strikes. Jason Hinchman back in the leadoff spot for Fresno. We saw the ability yesterday. He had two big RBI and two big runs in yesterday's win. As Hinchman trying to get on, here comes the 0-2, and that is a fly ball, and that one drifts out of play. Count remains at no balls and two strikes as a couple fans go after that baseball. Nice little crowd on the first base side here at Chuck Chancey Park. Count of no balls, two strikes to Jason Hinchman. Batting 258 as Dale winds and deals. And it's outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Hinchman has a pair of home runs this year, but he's known for laser shots. The miles per hour off the bat, the exit velocity. As that is swung on and missed, a slider, and Hinchman down on strikes. So Dale starts his evening off with a punch out, and here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson. Fresno sporting their Valley Tribute jerseys. They are 3-1 when wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys. Red tops, white pants. They have the black Fresno written across the front, As here's a chopper to short. Ty Pete up with it. The throw to first is offline, and staying on the bag is Belbin. And it's in time, and Hobson is retired. So two outs now as it brings up third baseman Braylon Wimmer. Black numbers on the back of those red jerseys. The city outline as well. The Grizzlies back in their July 4th caps. It's a cream cap, navy blue bill. The F/ logo in red, white, and blue. As that's outside, count of one ball and no strikes to Braylon Wimmer. Modesto wearing their black jerseys. They've worn them on the road all year long. Tan numbers on the back. As here's the pitch, it's high, two balls and no strikes. Modesto run across the front. They also have red numbers on the front of those jerseys. Black cap, black bill, and the gold/tan Modesto nut logo as that is inside. Three balls and no strikes. So we have black and red jersey combos tonight here at Chuck Chancy Park. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and there's a strike count at 3-1 from Elijah Dale. Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts, game five of this six-game series, as the count at 3-1 to Braylon Wimmer, and he swings and misses, count full 3-2. Wimmer was just named the California League Player of the Month for June. He led the league in batting average, OPS, and more, as here comes the pitch, and a fly ball drifting out to right field, playable initially, still coming, and making the play on the slide is going to be the right fielder in Smith, and he stays fair to make the play to end the inning. So Wimmer robbed of extra bases as we head to the top of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. No score between Modesto and Fresno. It's Carson Jones. We'll lead things off against Michael Persecki. As here comes the pitch from Persecki. He will wind and deal. And it is a called strike in the count at 0-1. Michael Persecki back to what the left-hander did last year. As we mentioned, all over the California League leaderboard. As here comes the 0-1. That is low. One ball and one strike. We ended his season tied for 10th in Grizzlies' top 10 franchise single season with 11 wins. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, count of 1-2. He also finished tied for 5th in whip at 1.17 and 3rd in ERA at 2.72. As here comes the 1-2, and it's inside, count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. But the Louisville product was outstanding and was awarded the 2023 Grizzlies Front Office Pitcher of the Year for Team Awards. As here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. That looked like a curveball that just disappeared out of the zone, and Persecki has four punch-outs so far. As here comes the DH in Milcar Perez. So Jones down on strikes. And now Milcar Perez. Michael Persecki has allowed a one-out double so far, but four punch-outs for the lefty. As here comes the pitch to Perez, and it's high. Count of one ball and no strikes. As we mentioned, Fresno and their Valley Tribute jerseys, Persecki loves wearing this combo. As here comes the offering. Swung on and missed. Good pitch. Down and in. Count of one and one. Michael Persecki is 6'3", 200 pounds. The lefty is 23 years old, born in Hinsdale, Illinois. Here comes the 1-1. That is a called strike. Now 1-2. A sixth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of the University of Louisville, where he spent three seasons. Here comes the pitch from Michael Persecki, and it is a line drive and into right field, a base hit. The right fielder, Tanna, going to try to play it on an off-balance play. Does a great job throwing it in. And another one-out hit for Modesto as Perez has a single. So second hit allowed by Persecki as it brings up the catcher in Jacob Sharp. Persecki makes his first appearance against Modesto this season. His last time out was on June 28th versus the ACL Athletics. Assigned to Fresno today, but with the ACL Rockies, a no decision after three innings of work against the ACL Athletics, as that is a foul ball count at 0-1. Five hits, two runs, two earned, one walk, and four Ks. Talking to Persecki, and he said it's great to be back in Fresno, great to be back in front of this crowd, but he said the favorite thing is being able to get back to pitching again. As here comes the pitch to Jacob Sharp, the Modesto catcher. And that is a foul ball counted no balls and two strikes. Persecki so methodical when he pitches. You can tell there is a nice groove and rhythm to his ability to pitch. As the lefty looks in, you can tell just taking advantage of the clock, which is already down to 9 seconds, will come set. And here comes the pitch to Sharp. And that is fouled off as he stays alive, and the count remains at no balls and two strikes. Here in the top of the second inning, no score between Modesto and Fresno. Michael Persecki, welcome back. Worked six innings on August 30th at Visalia last year for a career high in innings. As here comes the 0-2, and a breaking ball swung on and missed, and that was a sharp pitch to Jacob Sharp, and now five punch-outs for Persecki. As Sharp is out, that's the second out of the inning. As here comes first baseman Jared Belbin, and every out recorded so far from Persecki is through the punch-outs. So now Jared Belbin, as here comes the pitch from Persecki, we'll look back the runner. And it is a called strike, count at 0-1, 90-mile-per-hour fastball that nips the corner. Count at no balls and a strike. Persecki looking for another clean inning to get the offense back to the plate. Here comes the 0-1 as the lefty ready to go, and it swung on and missed, count at 0-2. That was not fair towards Belbin, a fastball in on the hands at 92. You can tell by the reaction that Belbin was not ready for the location of that pitch. As here comes the 0-2 from Michael Persecki, and it's fouled off. Belbin stays alive. Fastball again at 92 as Persecki goes to the back of the mound trying to regroup. Persecki, so much fun to watch last year, especially over his last nine starts of the season where he had a 1.12 ERA. Persecki looks back the runner. Here comes the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from McCabe. The count now one ball and two strikes. In those nine final starts, went 6-2, 57 punch-outs over 48 and one-third innings. He permitted 2 earned runs or fewer in 9 consecutive outings and 12 of 13 from June 8th through September 7th. As here's the pitch, and that is just outside. Count it 2-2. Prosecki made 11 starts at home here at Chukchansey Park. 7-2 record, a 1.24 ERA as well. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Belbin as Prosecki looks back the runner in Perez. And the pitch. And a breaking ball just fouled off as Belbin stays alive. So count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes as some baseballs now for the home plate umpire. So the count remains at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first is Milcar Perez, a single to right field. But 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. Prosecki looking to put away Belbin. Here comes the pitch. And it is a fly ball foul. And a deep count now between Belbin and Prosecki. As that ball went towards our Fresno social out in left field, where it's right near that Modesto bullpen. Prosecki ready to go again as here comes the 2-2 to Belbin. And Prosecki, that just misses a little bit low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good spot from Prosecki as he just missed his 6th punch out of the game. So 3 balls, 2 strikes as this is the 9th pitch of the at-bat. Prosecki winds and deals. And it is a pop-up drifting into foul territory. The third baseman, Wimmer, he will make the play as he runs into the wall to end the inning. That was the net, not the wall. And Wimmer hangs on. And just like that, Prosecki, a clean second. We head to the bottom of the second. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the second inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansey Park. No score between the Nuts and the Grizzlies as Andy Perez will lead things off against Elijah Dale. As Fresno trying to score first, Andy Perez had 2 RBI in yesterday's contest, a big insurance sacrifice fly in the 8th inning. As the first pitch is outside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here at Chukchansey Park, and Chukchansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. As Perez takes a strike, counted 1-1. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. As here is a little blooper out to right field, a long run, and it's caught by the right fielder in Smith for the out. So Perez is retired as here comes second baseman Luis Mendez. That's right. One lucky guess will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Luis Mendez counted one ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch, and he chops it foul. Counted one and one. Mendez riding a team-long, a current active streak of a nine-game hit streak. Mendez looking to make it double digits tonight. As here comes the 1-1 offering, and he lines one, and that is fair down the right field line. A 10-game hit streak for Luis Mendez. He's going to round second. He's heading to third. There comes the throw in, and Mendez has a triple. Luis Mendez, a one-out triple. He continues to pick up extra base hits. In Mendez's hit streak, he has two homers, two triples, and four doubles over his last 10 games. And just like that, Tena to the plate with one out and a runner at third. Luis Mendez down the right field line, his third triple of the season. And that's the first hit for Fresno as well. As now the infield is in here for Modesto against Felix Tena. As the Grizzlies trying to strike first, and Tena fouls off the first pitch, counted 0-1. Tena was hit by two pitches in the helmet yesterday. He also had the only extra base hit, a double. Here on July 5th, Friday Night Baseball, bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch to Tena, and he will foul into the netting, counted no balls and two strikes. From Elijah Dale, but back to Luis Mendez. That triple down the right field line. This is what Mendez has been doing over his 10-game hit streak. Finding the gap and being able to use his speed. As here comes the 0-2, and Tena takes a pitch inside. Count of 1 and 2. So good job by Luis Mendez. As we said, a 10-game hit streak. Now 14 for 29 in that streak. Here comes the pitch, and Tena swing and a miss. Good slider at 84 miles per hour. That is the second strikeout and second out of the inning for Dale. As he'll bring up the first baseman in Nick Giles, a runner at third with two outs. Mendez does not want to be left stranded over there at third. As we said, a 10-game hit streak now for Luis Mendez. As here's a chopper to short. Tough play for Pete, and he tries to throw it, and it's in time. Pete stayed with the play and ends the inning as the Grizzlies leave a runner stranded at third. We head to the top of the third. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Edrin Rodriguez will lead things off as the Nuts and Grizzlies tied at zero. Michael Perseki back out for another frame. As here comes the pitch from Perseki. Will wind and deal as he brings his glove over his head, and it's outside. Count of 1-0. Michael Persecki, as we said, from Hinsdale, Illinois, spent three seasons at Louisville, where he appeared in 35 games, but was the closer for the Cardinals, as that's outside. And the count now 1-1. Attended Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois. As here comes the pitch, and that is inside. 2-1. But as we said, Persecki was the closer at Louisville. And then when he joined the Grizzlies, he became a starter and became the ace very quickly as the 2-1 is fouled off. Tons of movement on that fastball in on the hands. The count now at 2-2. Persecki so far has allowed 2 hits and 5 strikeouts over 2 innings of work. As here comes the 2-2 from Persecki. Wines and deals again, and the pitch is outside. 3-2. That was the changeup from Persecki, who has a fastball, curveball, and changeup to his repertoire. So 3-2. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Went to the fastball, down and away. That is now 6 strikeouts for Michael Persecki. As here comes center fielder Carlos Jimenez. We never thought we'd ever see Persecki again, but he has just left right where he left off last year. As Persecki now will take on Jimenez, who he struck out to start the game. Picked up right where he left off. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed, counted 0-1. That was the changeup he pulled the string on. As Persecki looking for another strikeout. Here comes the 0-1 as he will wind and deal. And it is a fly ball lifted out to shallow right center field. Who's it going to be? And the dive! And Hobson did it again! Caleb Hobson makes the play in center field for the second out. This is just routine for the UT Martin product. What a catch out in center field from Caleb Hobson. So Caleb Hobson in a full sprint makes the play with Mendez right near him. That ended up in the bottom webbing of his glove, by the way, on the replay. So that is the second out of the inning. And now it's Aiden Smith, who had a double that barely stayed fair down the left field line as he pops up this one. And now Nick Guile and Ben McCabe giving chase, and it goes foul. So popped off the netting into the crowd. Down to 1-1 to Aiden Smith here in the top of the third inning. No score between Modesto and Fresno. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike count at 1-2. 93 sizzling in there from Persecki. The Grizzlies trying to have another clean inning thanks to their lefty and Persecki. As here comes the pitch, and it is a chopper to third. Wimmer snags the ball to throw to first in time, and the Grizzlies defense with 2 nice plays in the inning. We head to the bottom of the third with no score. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines,
They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. No score between the Nuts and the Grizzlies as Ben McCabe will lead things off against Elijah Dale. As here comes the pitch from the righty in Dale, and it's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As that is outside, count of 1-1. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that swung on and missed, and the count now at 1-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here's a chopper to short, Pete on the backhand. Off-balance throw is in time. A one bouncer to the first baseman in Belbin. It goes 6-3 and McCabe is retired. As here comes the designated hitter in Tevin Tucker. Again, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch inside to Tucker, almost hits him. The count at 1-0. No score here at Chuck Chancey Park between the Nuts and the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, that's high, 2-0. From the right-hander in Elijah Dale, D-A-L-E. Dale, 23 years old, 5'11", 175 pounds. As there's a check swing, and Tucker did go around, counted 2-1. The right-hander, bat switchy, was a 13th-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2023. As here's a chopper to short. Pete already busy. The throw to first in time. And Tucker is out. So three straight plays now for Ty Pete. He's made four on the night. And with two away, here comes left fielder Jason Hinchman. Dale went to Illinois State, making his 16th appearance this season. Known for his breaking ball. And so far, he's picked up two strikeouts thanks to that slider, which includes one against Hinchman. As there's that slider, and Hinchman fouls it off, count at 0-1. Elijah Dale at Illinois State. Dale was coached by Steve Holm, the former Grizzlies catcher. A count of no balls and a strike. Dale's faced Fresno a few times this year. The St. Louis, Missouri product, as that is fouled off, count at 0-2. As a souvenir for some fans here at Chuck Chancey Park. But Dale looking for a 1-2-3 inning to keep pace with Michael Persecki. Dale has allowed just a triple and has two strikeouts. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's fouled just off the catcher, and the count stays the same. Elijah Dale faced Fresno back on May 9th here at Chuck Chancey Park. 4 2/3 innings, allowed one run, was unearned, but he had five walks in the contest. And then on June 7th at John Thurman Field, five innings, a two-run ball, but only one walk with six punch-outs. As the count right now at 1-2. Hinchman trying to get on base. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Right back to that slider. A filthy pitch, a 1-2-3 inning for Dale. We head to the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Top of the fourth inning here at Chukchansey Park. No score between Modesto and Fresno as Ty Pete sees a pitch outside. As here comes the offering from Michael Persecki. And it is swung on and missed. And the count at 1-1. Michael Persecki already has 6 punch outs. As here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike 3. Apparently it was 0-2, not 1-1. Either way, though, Persecki has his 7th strikeout of the game. Pete down on strikes for the second time. As here comes third baseman Luis Sweetspell. Sweetspell 0-1 with a punch out as well. As here comes the pitch from Persecki, and it's fouled off. Counted no balls and a strike to Luis Sweetspell, the 21-year-old from Venezuela. A top prospect in this Modesto and Seattle Mariners system. As here comes the 0-1, Persecki ready to go. Winds and deals. And it is a line drive out to left field. Hinchman, a late jump, but he is there to make the play. 2 outs now as here comes left fielder Carson Jones. Jones 0-1. He also struck out his first time. Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. Here's the pitch and a fly ball again to Hinchman in left. He will go back just slightly and make the play. We'll talk more about Express Furniture Rental right after this. Persecki, a 1-2-3 inning. We had the bottom of the fourth. No score.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all.
Bottom of the fourth inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. A called strike to Caleb Hobson, the count at 0-1. Here's a pitch from Dale, it is inside. Count now 1-1. Caleb Hobson a ground out to short his first time at the plate. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball left field. It's hit well. It's at the wall, and it is gone. Caleb Hobson leaves the yard, and it's 1-0 Fresno. Caleb Hobson, a Grizzlies big fly, and just like that, Fresno out in front. Caleb Hobson, his third homer of the season, and just like that, his hitless streak is over. Came in 0-16 as he leaves the yard, and that is how you stop your hitless streak. As Fresno has scored first, and here comes Braylon Wimmer. If you thought you got away from trouble, Wimmer has 10 home runs, as that's going to hit him, and just like that, a beaned batter. So a hit by pitch to Braylon Wimmer. He will head down to first. So Fresno already their second hit and now a run. They lead 1-0. And now Andy Perez, who is 0-1 to the plate. As now I believe that the umpires want to make sure everyone is doing okay. Yesterday we had 6 hit by pitches. As they want to reset the clock. Andy Perez at the plate. Dale looks in as Wimmer leads from first. Great lead from Wimmer. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. Count at 1-0. By the way, Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. Here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. Long pause from Dale, and Wimmer initially wanted to go and then fell down initially trying to make the stolen base, and now the count at 2-0. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com, or you can give them a call at 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As here comes the 3-0 to Andy Perez. And it is outside. And that is 4. So Perez draws the walk. Wimmer skedaddles to second. That is the first walk in tonight's contest. As here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Mendez 1-for-1, a triple back in the second inning. As the Grizzlies looking for a big win. It'd be their second straight in this series after dropping 6 in a row. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, again, a big thank you to Express Furniture Rental. As Mendez drops down a bunt, it's perfect, and he's going to be safe. He is safe, I believe, at first base. And everybody is there. Luis Mendez, a perfect bunt. And the bases are loaded with no outs. This fourth inning has been trouble for Modesto. Yesterday, the Grizzlies brought 10 batters to the plate. Today, the first 4 have reached. It's a bunt single for Luis Mendez, who's now 2-for-2. So Perez to second, Wimmer to third. Second hit in the inning for the Grizzlies. And here is Felix Tena, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Here on July 5th, yesterday, 4 runs in the fourth inning on July 4th. Can Fresno put up 5 here on July 5th? Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno, thanks to Caleb Hobson. Felix Tanner now with the bases loaded and no outs, trying to extend this lead. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, count at 1-0. The Grizzlies have been busy in the fourth inning the past two games. Can Fresno find a way to win another one tonight? This Grizzlies team can really explode in this frame, as that pitch is high in the count of 2 balls and no strikes. Felix Tanner, 20 years old, has 2 home runs on the year. As here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. That was a slider that just disappeared, and Tanner way out in front of it. Counted 2-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, Ducks on the pond for the Grizzlies. No outs. Here comes the pitch from Dale, and a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. 3 balls and a strike. The catcher in Sharp quickly went to the base umpire in Chad Lagana, who said that Tanner did not go around. So now Tanner in a favorable count. 3-1 on its way. And it's a fly ball to right, but foul. And it's now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. What a catch by a fan. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0, Fresno leads Modesto. Caleb Hobson started the frame with a solo shot. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, called strike 3. That almost hit the back knee of Tanna, and that is the first out. Oh, man. 4th strikeout for Dale. 1st out of the inning, and here comes Nick Guile, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Tanner couldn't believe it. That was a 3-2 pitch that perfectly placed on the inside part of the plate. So now Guile, as he takes a cold strike, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies would hate to leave the bases loaded, especially against this Modesto Nuts team, first in the California League in batting average. Here's the pitch to Guile, swing and a miss, 0-2. A battle of Illinois State products in Guile and Dale. They did not play at college together. Guile signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies. Dale only spent 1 year at Illinois State. And they did not cross paths, as here comes the 0-2 from Elijah Dale. And it is outside, and it gets away. Here comes Wimmer, and he is safe. A wild pitch makes it 2-0. Wimmer comes in to score on the wild pitch. It was a bang-bang play at the plate, and Wimmer is in there. Perez, seeing that, goes to third. And Mendez, he will waltz to second on the wild pitch. So second run for Fresno. So now second and third, only one out. Fresno leads 2-0, and Nick Guile with the infield in has an opportunity to make it 4 or 5-0 with 1 swing of the bat. And he swings and misses instead for the second out. 5th strikeout for Dale. And here comes catcher Ben McCabe. So second and third now with 2 outs as Guile is gone on strikes. That was a great slider right there from the pitcher in Elijah Dale. 2-0 as there's action. I believe that is Jack White getting loose. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Count at 1-0 to Ben McCabe. McCabe grounded out to short his first time. As the action is actually C.J. Widger, number 36, C.J. Widger in the pen for Modesto. Here comes the pitch to Ben McCabe. Wind and deal. And it gets away! Here's another wild pitch! It scores the 3rd Grizzlies run! Unbelievable! Deja vu, 2 wild pitches in back-to-back games in the 4th inning. 3-0 Fresno. Another wild pitch. As Mendez will get to 3rd now. So runner at 3rd with 2 outs, and Fresno leads 3-0. Here's the pitch to McCabe, and it's a called strike, and the count at 2-1. You can't write this. The Grizzlies scored 4 runs yesterday in the 4th inning. They had 2 runs on wild pitches, and today, 3 runs with 2 wild pitches as well, as that is outside. The count now at 3 balls and a strike. The Grizzlies, though, at least have a hit this inning. They have a bunt single and a home run from Caleb Hobson. But 2 wild pitches have scored Wimmer and Perez, who reached on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. As now, here's a fly ball, and it goes foul. Count now full 3 balls and 2 strikes. As a souvenir again for a lucky fan. 3-0 Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 4th. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Dale, and it's a line drive caught by the third baseman Sweetspell, who did not have to move. And we head to the top of the 5th, but Fresno, 3 runs, 2 wild pitches, and a Caleb Hobson solo shot. We head to the 5th. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Top of the 5th inning here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 3-0 Grizzlies thanks to a home run and 2 wild pitches in the bottom of the 4th. So Fresno a lead against Modesto. And now the switch hitting DH in Milcar Perez, who's 1-for-1, battles Michael Prosecki as there is a called strike in the count at 0-1. Prosecki a long wait in that bottom of the 4th, but the southpaw has been electric in his return to Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 0-1 from Michael Prosecki as the clock asking to be reran, as here comes the 0-1 from Prosecki. And it is a breaking ball just missing, count of 1-1. That was a curveball trying to clip the outside part of the plate. So 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike. Count now at 1-2. Prosecki looking for his 8th strikeout of the game. 1-2. Prosecki winds and deals. And it is a foul ball. Count remains at 1-2. 3-0 Fresno here at Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the 5th inning here in downtown Fresno. Friday night baseball, Friday night fireworks following the conclusion of the game. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to right field. Long run for Tenna, and he makes the play. Tenna, another late jump, but he reads it perfectly and makes the out, as here comes the catcher in Jacob Sharp. Sharp 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Manco Abbott and Le Parfums apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Parfums is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leparvenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that ball crushed to left and gone. That was out to the Growlifornia sign and on to Fulton Street. And just like that, Jacob Sharp has made it 3-1. He barreled that fastball. And just like that, it's 3-1. That's the first time we have seen Persecki allow a home run with that kind of trajectory out of here. So Sharp leaves the yard. That is his fifth homer of the season. Third hit for Modesto. As here comes first baseman and Jared Belbin, who's 0-1 with a punch out. As Modesto, they are celebrating. I believe that was a construction hat I just saw go on the head of Jacob Sharp. As here comes the pitch, swung on and missed by Belbin. Count at 0-1. Belbin popped up his first time at the plate after a lengthy at-bat. As here comes the 0-1, that is outside. Count of one ball and one strike. But again, make sure you visit their website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you at Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Persecki ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And it's a foul ball just the left of us as Belbin stays alive. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. Grizzlies lead 3-1 after that home run from Sharp. Here comes the pitch and another foul ball. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Belbin another long at bat. He's been able to work the count against Persecki. Persecki, though, only at 64 pitches. Here comes the pitch, and it is called strike three. Persecki has his eighth strikeout, and the Dutch Bros strikeout batter is out. So that is the eighth strikeout now for Persecki, two away, and here comes second baseman Edrin Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0-1. As Persecki looking to get out of this inning without any more damage. Persecki, this is the second time through the order as there's a strike counted 0-1. The nine-hole hitter in Rodriguez seeing a breaking ball. That was at 69 miles per hour on the curveball. Here comes the 0-1 from Persecki. And it swung on and foul tipped, a changeup, and it's 0-2. Persecki went slow, and now let's see if he can elevate a fastball here. Rodriguez only batting 130 on the season. Here comes the 0-2 from Michael Persecki, and it's a foul ball just to the right of us. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us. A beautiful but very warm night here at Chuck Chancey Park. Persecki, here comes his offering, and it's in the dirt. Good job by McCabe blocking that ball. Count of one ball and two strikes from Michael Persecki, 6'3", 200 pounds for the 23-year-old. In his third professional season, second now with Fresno, as that is a foul ball. Now, of course, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Persecki, we don't see him staying here much longer than after this start. As a catch made by a fan and a young fan wearing a Mookie Betts jersey will receive that souvenir. As here's the pitch, and that is just outside. Counted two balls and two strikes. Persecki, if he would have been a little bit healthier in spring training, would probably be in high A Spokane, maybe even double A Hartford at this point. As that is inside, now three balls and two strikes. Persecki, so methodical. The work ethic is outstanding. He's a great person as well. But he's been able to put up great numbers. As here's the 3-2 to Rodriguez. And it's fouled off. We'll do it again. Another deep at-bat. As Persecki trying to finish this inning. This could be his last inning as well tonight. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Persecki winds and deals. And it is inside, ball 4, just missed. And that is a 2-out walk. First walk by Persecki. And it brings up the center fielder in Carlos Jimenez. As there's action down in that Grizzlies bullpen. It looks like it's Tyler Hoffman, number 12, getting loose. Couple warm-up pitches for Hoffman as there's a mound visit between McCabe and Persecki. And here comes Flint Wallace, the pitching coordinator for the Rockies. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. Again, we thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. As now a mound visit, and now Steve Solis talking to both umpires. And we're trying to see exactly what the discussion is about, but they're talking about the pitch clock, I believe, because that's where Steve Solis just pointed. He wants to make sure that they have the proper time when going for the mound visit. So Steve Solis letting his staff know what was just mentioned between him and the pair of umpires. So Persecki ready to go as here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike count at 0-1 from Michael Persecki against Carlos Jimenez. Jimenez 0-2. Here comes the pitch from Persecki, and it's a chopper, and it goes foul. Count of no balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies lead 3-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. As Persecki looks in towards his catcher, Ben McCabe. Persecki comes set. And here comes the pitch to Jimenez. And a breaking ball, called strike 3. Persecki has 9 punch-outs, and he allows the home run. Either way, though, 5 innings of great baseball. We head to the bottom of the fifth. The Grizzlies looking for some more runs right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. 3-1 Fresno leads Modesto as Tevin Tucker will lead things off. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1 to Tevin Tucker. So no balls, one strike, as that's outside. Counted 1-1 as the right-hander in Elijah Dale back on the bump. Here comes the pitch and a line drive to left field, and it goes foul. Count now at 1-2 to Tevin Tucker. Tucker grounded out to short. Elijah Dale looking for his 6th strikeout of the game. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. 2-2. So Modesto, the solo home run in the 5th inning by Jacob Sharp. The only run for Modesto. For Fresno, though, 3 runs in the 4th. A solo home run from Caleb Hobson. And then 2 wild pitches. As there's a pitch that just misses inside a little bit high. The count now at 3-2 to Tevin Tucker. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And a fly ball foul. Tucker stays alive here in the bottom of the 5th inning. The Grizzlies lead 3-1. Elijah Dale will wind and deal against Tevin Tucker. And it is outside, ball 4. So a leadoff walk as Tucker is on board. That's the 2nd walk issued by Dale. And here comes left fielder Jason Hinchman, 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. Hinchman wants to get in on the fun as the former Tennessee Tech product, the leadoff hitter for Fresno, trying to advance Tucker after his leadoff walk. Hinchman batting 255 as that is line foul and the count at 0-1. So no balls, 1 strike, bottom of the 5th inning. Tonight is Healthcare Heroes and First Responders Night. It's also a community outreach night presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the pitch to Hinchman and a check on Tucker instead, and he's back safely, head first dive. We also have Friday Night Fireworks tomorrow to wrap up this 6-game series. It's a 6:50 p.m. first pitch, Saturday Night Baseball, Military Appreciation Night, as Tucker heading to 2, and he is safe! Tucker beats the throw just barely. A stolen base for Tevin Tucker. Runner at 2nd now with no outs. As Tucker looks like he got some dirt in his eye. Looks to be okay. I think that's exactly what happened after that slide. Has the oven mitt on too. 9th stolen base for Tevin Tucker as Widger back in that pen. As here's a foul ball. The count now 1-2. But tomorrow, Military Appreciation Night, we have post-game fireworks as well. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Dale looks in. 1-2 to Hinchman. Here's the pitch, and it is inside but called strike 3. Hinchman out on strikes for the 3rd time tonight. That's the 6th strikeout for Elijah Dale. And with one away, here comes the center fielder, Caleb Hobson. Hobson 1-2, a solo homer back in the 4th inning. Caleb Hobson's 3rd homer of this season, the UT Martin product. Known for his speed, but showed the power out to left field. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside, count at 1-0. Caleb Hobson had 2 stolen bases last night. He's now up to 26 on the year. He is 7 shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 in single-season stolen bases. As that's a called strike, count at 1-1. Caleb Hobson has been great over this year as Fresno's leadoff hitter, but now in the number 2 spot to catch a little bit of a breather. As there goes the runner, Tucker, for 3rd, and the ball is bounced to the shortstop in Pete, and the throw's going to be offline, and Tucker's going to score! Tevin Tucker scores! It was a hit and run. Tucker took off for third. Hobson, the bounding ball to the shortstop, Pete. The throw was late. And while the throw was going to first, Tucker took home. And Fresno scores. It's 4-1. What a great job by Tevin Tucker to be able to read that play. And here comes manager Zach Vinci, and that's going to do it for Elijah Dale. A lefty coming to this game. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're still in the bottom of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Fresno leads Modesto 4-1 as the runner at first is Caleb Hobson. He reached on an infield single, is awarded an RBI as Tevin Tucker scored. He went to third, and then on the ball that was thrown over from the shortstop, Pete, Tucker took home. So now Hobson leads from first base as the first pitch to Braylon Wimmer is outside. And now the catcher in sharp down to Belbin, and Hobson is safe. One ball, no strikes. Jack White takes over for Elijah Dale. Dale's line is not done yet, as the runner at first in Hobson would be a part of the Dale line. So Jack White, the Michigan lefty. Here comes the pitch from the former Wolverine as that is fouled off. Count of one ball and one strike. So Caleb Hobson now 2-for-3 with two RBI and a run. Probably on its way to a player of the game. Here in the bottom of the fifth, 4-1 Fresno leads Modesto. Here comes the pitch from White, and it's fouled off by Wimmer. Count of one ball and two strikes. Jack White, we've already seen him throughout this year. A very tall lefty, 6'3", 210 pounds, 24 years old. A 5-3 record of 5.21 ERA. That is up the middle, a base hit for Braylon Wimmer. Hobson, he's heading to third, and the ball is bobbled. And now Hobson heading home. Here's the throw. He is safe. He is safe. And Hobson's in there, 5-1. Fresno speed is coming to effect here in the bottom of the fifth. Caleb Hobson did not stop running as the center fielder Jimenez bobbled the ball. And just like that, Grizzlies up by 4. So Wimmer, that's a single up the middle for Fresno, their second hit of the inning, fifth hit overall. And Hobson scoring all the way from first. There should be an error on Jimenez as well. There is, as that is a called strike to Andy Perez. Now 5-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. So the second run There's also an error. That's the first error tonight for Modesto. As Perez swing and a miss, counted 0-2. So the Grizzlies score another run. That will end the line for Dale, who goes 4 1/3 innings. So White responsible for 2/3 of an inning currently. As it counted 0-2 to Andy Perez, Wimmer leads from first. Here comes the 0-2, and that's a fly ball! Right field! It's hit well! In the corner! And it is gone! Andy Perez, his 5th homer of the season! A 2-run shot! Celebration from California! And the Grizzlies lead 7-1! A 2-run homer for Andy Perez! He touches them all! So the Grizzlies lead by 6 now. As Andy Perez, you look at the replay right here, that ball just went over the wall. The fan almost reached over the wall. But now Luis Mendez, who tripled in his first at-bat, lines one to left field, a base hit. Fresno's offense has gotten going. They have 7 runs over the last 2 innings. Mendez is now 3-for-3, 2 singles, and a triple. He's already extended his hit streak to 10 games tonight. So Fresno all of a sudden erupting here on Friday night before the fireworks. Here comes the pitch now to Tenna. That's a strike, and the count at 0-1. So Wimmer scoring, Perez scoring, and now Mendez is on. Runner at first, still only one out. 7-1 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-2. Still going back to the final line for Elijah Dale. 4 1/3, 4 hits. He allows 5 runs, all of them earned currently. He also had 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. He also hit a batter. Here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. Tenna down on strikes. Second out of the inning. First strikeout for Jack White. Tenna has struck out all 3 times. So Fresno has 7 strikeouts. Hinchman and Tenna combined have 6 of them. And now Nick Guile, who's 0-for-2, he has the other strikeout. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to extend their 6-run lead. Here's the pitch to Guile. It's low and it gets away. Mendez will take second. That was a wild pitch. So now runner at second here with 2 outs. White so far has allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, both of them currently earned. No walks and 1 strikeout for the lefty. It is 7-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the 5th. The Grizzlies have exploded for 7 runs in 2 innings. Here's the offering to Guile, and he swings and misses. Count of 1-1. Fresno, after dropping the first 3 games of the series, back at Chukchansey Park, and boy, it's nice to be in the friendly confines. The Grizzlies, a big win yesterday, 7-5. As that's a check swing by Guile, he did go around. And the count at 1-2. Lots of movement on that slider from White. He's a strike away from getting out of this inning without any more damage. But the Grizzlies already 4 runs in the inning. Fresno also 4 hits. Here comes the pitch from White as he looks back the runner at second. And it's inside, almost hits Guile. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Fresno, 7 runs on 7 hits. There's also been 1 error for Modesto. They have 4 runs and 4 hits in this frame. Nick Guile, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We know he has power. Here comes the pitch from White. And it is a check swing, and he did go around, and he will be tagged out to end the inning. We head to the top of the 6th, but Fresno, a 7-1 lead. 4 runs come in. There was a 2-run homer from Andy Perez, an RBI single from Caleb Hobson. We'll be back right after this.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota. Let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the sixth inning, 7-1, Fresno leads Modesto as Aiden Smith will battle Tyler Hoffman out of the Grizzlies' bullpen as he takes over for Michael Persecki. Tyler Hoffman, the right-hander out of Tulane, as the Grizzlies lead 7-1 here at Chuck Chancey Park. The first pitch to Smith is inside and high, and the count at 1-0. Michael Persecki set the tone for the Grizzlies, 5 innings of one-run ball. Here comes the pitch to Aiden Smith. Outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Persecki, 3 hits, 1 walk. He also had 9 strikeouts. And his first start with Fresno this season could be his last as well. And now Tyler Hoffman. As here comes the 2-0, and that is high. 3 balls and no strikes. Hoffman working with a 6-run lead. The right-hander, though, has looked very good, especially over his last 7 outings. Has not allowed a hit. As here comes the 3-0 from Hoffman. Inside, ball 4, a leadoff walk to Smith. Smith now has reached base twice. A double back in the first inning. Second walk tonight for Fresno pitching. As here comes shortstop Ty Pete. Pete is 0 for 2. He has struck out twice as the Grizzlies lead here in the top of the sixth inning. Friday night baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. Hoffman comes set. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it is a called strike. Counted 0-1. Hoffman is listed at 6 feet, 182 pounds, 24 years old, born in Mobile, Alabama. 17th round draft pick in 2022 out of Tulane. As here is a line drive caught by the shortstop and Andy Perez. Perez, after his 5th homer of the year, sees a line out to him. One away, as here is the third baseman, Luis Swiesbell. Here in the top of the 6th inning. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chuck Chancey Park has enacted a clear bag policy. It's in effect starting on June 1st. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Again, a clear bag policy, FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day. We thank the fans that have already collected their clear bags and the fans that have a chance to collect a clear bag, as it is now in effect here at Chuck Chancey Park. Mound visit between McCabe and Hoffman, trying to make sure they're on the same page. 1 out, runner at first. Swiesbell 0 for 2. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Hobson going back and on the warning track makes the catch for the out. A long fly out for Swiesbell. Two away now for left fielder Carson Jones, who is 0-2. A great night for baseball. Nice crowd on hand that will enjoy some Friday night fireworks. We've seen the Grizzlies with some fireworks tonight. So now Carson Jones, a very good outfielder for Modesto. We've seen the glove in this series, and the bat has also hit a home run as he swings and misses, count at 0-1. You're in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Hoffman, and it is low, and the count now at 1-1. Tyler Hoffman, he has been used a bunch by Fresno this year out of the bullpen. Has been Mr. Reliable, as here's a foul ball right into the netting. Hoffman, this is his 26th game, a 1-0 record, a 6.46 ERA. Three holds on the season for Hoffman. Curly blonde hair from the back of his July 4th cap. As here is the pitch to Jones. Swung on and foul tipped into the glove, and that will end the inning. Tyler Hoffman, a leadoff walk, but no damage. We head the bottom to 6, 7-1 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. As the Grizzlies, Ben McCabe will lead things off against left-hander Jack White, who has two-thirds of an inning so far. White, the lefty, will wind and deal against McCabe, and it's outside, count of 1-0. Jack White, as we said, went to Michigan. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a high fly ball out to center field. Jimenez coming in, still coming in, and the ball, it drops! And McCabe ends up at second! The center fielder Jimenez and the second baseman Rodriguez almost ran into one another. And both players somehow could not make the play, and the ball drops. Here on Bally Live on the replay, if you watch, Rodriguez was going back, and he still was trying to search for it. And by the time they both try to call each other off, the ball drops. No one touched it, so it should be a straight double for Ben McCabe. And now it's Tevin Tucker, who had a walk, stolen base, and a run scored from second his last time at the dish. It is a double for McCabe, his sixth of the season. So Fresno once again putting runners in scoring position. Here's the pitch to Tucker. And he has a little check swing and in the right field a base hit. McCabe will stop at third. Now runners at the corners here with no outs. Tucker, a check swing. You can see the power ability as the ball lands just over the second baseman in Rodriguez's head. So McCabe will trot to third. Tucker has his first hit. Fresno now back-to-back hits, and it's Jason Hinchman who's 0 for 3. So White has now allowed 5 hits in only 2/3 of an inning. And he faces Jason Hinchman. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball, and this could be 2. It's going to go 5-4-3, and the ball gets away! He is safe! A run will score, and Fresno leads 8-1 now here in the 6th. It could have been 2 instead. A run will score. So a fielder's choice as McCabe will score from 3rd. Tucker is out at 2nd. So now 1 out. There's a runner at 1st. Fresno scores their 8th run of the game. And now it's Caleb Hobson who is 2 for 3. He has a home run, single, 2 runs, and 2 RBI. 8-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the 6th. Caleb Hobson trying to continue his strong play tonight. Here's the pitch, and that's a called strike. Good offering from the lefty in White. Crowd really getting into it tonight. Nice Friday night crowd here at Chukchansey Park. This Grizzlies team is happy to be here. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Being here at Chukchansey Park means a lot to this Grizzlies team. The team was on the road for 9 straight days. Back here, sleeping in their own beds, being able to take care of their bodies here. As there's a called strike, and the count now at 1-2. And this Fresno team has shown it so far. By the way, on that Hinchman ground out, it was a fielder's choice, but they're also going to give an error on the second baseman in Rodriguez. So 8-1 Fresno. Hinchman will not be given an RBI, I believe. As that is a ground ball. This could be 2-6-4, and that's all they're going to get. A fielder's choice as Hobson is out. 2 outs now in the inning. So it goes 6-4 for the second out. And now it's Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer's reached base twice. He has scored 2 runs thanks to a hit by pitch and a single. Runner at first, 2 away. Hinchman was given an RBI on that fielder's choice. So Fresno 8-1. They have 9 hits in this game. As Wimmer will see a pitch outside, count at 1-0. So runner at first is Hobson, 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th, 8-1 Fresno. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and that is a called strike, count at 1-1. Good offering from Jack White. This bullpen for Modesto was used a bunch yesterday, 5 pitchers through. So Jack White trying to eat some innings. As Wimmer, that is a high pop-up, drifting in foul territory. The first baseman, Belbin, is there, and he puts it away to end the inning. But the Grizzlies tack on another run. It's now 8-1. We head to the 7th right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Minnie Parker's always a favorite here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Top of the seventh inning, 8-1 Fresno leads Modesto. As Milcar Perez will lead things off against Tyler Hoffman. The right-hander so far has only issued a walk. As there's a called strike. Good fastball at 95 miles per hour. And the count at 0-1. Tyler Hoffman has changed his delivery. And ever since then, he's been almost unhittable. Actually, he has been unhittable since changing, as there is his first base hit in seven games. Broadcaster jinx right there as the single by Milcar Perez. He's now 2-for-3. And for Modesto, that's their fourth hit of the game. For Hoffman, his first hit allowed over his last 7 2/3 innings. As here comes the catcher, Jacob Sharp, who has the only run so far. A home run out to left field in the fifth inning. Top of the seventh inning, 8-1 Fresno. As here comes the pitch, and that is low. Count of 1-0. Tyler Hoffman, though, as he says, if he wants to limit damage, he wants to be able to limit the walks. The right-hander, the fastball is legitimate, and the slider is coming a long way. As that pitch is low, 2-0. Hoffman, the ERA is a little bit high, but in the majority of his outings, he's putting up zeros. Just a couple bad outings that's been sprinkled in throughout the season. As here comes the 2-0, and that is low. 3-0. Some fireworks in the distance. We've had some fireworks here tonight. Fresno, 8 runs on 9 hits. A pair of home runs by Andy Perez and Caleb Hobson. Specifically for Perez, it's been a long time since his last homer. As here comes the pitch from Hoffman, and it's inside, 4. First two batters have reached here as Sharp draws the walk. So runners now at first and second here with no outs, and Jared Belbin to the plate. For Andy Perez on that home run was his first home run in 2+ months. May 2nd in Inland Empire was his last home run. As the Grizzlies, they lead 8-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. As the right-hander in Hoffman trying to find a way here in the top of the eighth inning, or top of the seventh inning, excuse me. 8-1 Fresno as Hoffman runners at first and second, no outs. Jared Belbin, new to this Modesto roster. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside and called a strike. Count it 0-1. Tyler Hoffman trying to work out of this little pickle. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. As that's outside. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Hoffman trying to find a way to get back in the zone. Here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's just low. 3-0. Glad you could join us here on MILB TV, the Bally Live app, also on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Top of the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman, and it is just outside. The bases are loaded. Another walk from Hoffman as Perez dances to third, Sharp to second, Belbin to first. That's the third walk issued by Hoffman, and now Edrin Rodriguez 0-for-1 with a walk. Action down in that Grizzlies pen. A right-hander starting to get loose in Hunter Mann. Hunter Mann, a newcomer, has not pitched yet at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the offering from Hoffman. And it's a line drive to left field, and it will be caught by Jason Hinchman. The throw to the plate will actually be cut off instead by the third baseman in Wimmer, who's going to go check to see if he left early. He's going to tag the base, and he is safe. So it is a sacrifice fly, now 8-2 here in the seventh. As Rodriguez will line out. But a great catch by Jason Hinchman. As Perez comes in to score. Runner is still at first and second with one out for Carlos Jimenez. It was 0-for-3. Here on the top of the seventh inning. Here on July 5th. As there's a check swing, a called strike, counted 0-1. Good fastball. Dotted at 95 on the outside part of the plate. Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts, 8-2 here in the seventh. Here's the pitch, outside, count of one ball and one strike. Glad you could join us here for Friday Night Baseball. Hoffman comes set, here comes his offering, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate, count of 1-2. So Hoffman, he's allowed one run on one hit. He also has three walks in this contest. Here's the pitch, and that swung on and missed. Jimenez down on strikes. Third time Jimenez has struck out. Second punch out for Hoffman. Two away now, and here comes the right fielder in Aiden Smith. Smith, a double and a walk. He is 1-for-2. He also is grounded out. Runners at first and second with two outs. Hoffman looks back the runners. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And the count at 0-1. So Hoffman has allowed one hit, one run. It was earned. Three walks and two Ks. The Grizzlies have struck out 11 tonight. Hoffman comes set around the belt. Here comes his pitch, and it's outside. Count of 1-1. Tyler Hoffman, if he gets one more out, will actually tie a career high in innings pitched. Hoffman looks in, comes set. Here comes his delivery to Smith. Swung on and missed. Elevated the fastball at 96. And the count at 1-2. As we said, Tyler Hoffman, that fastball is elite. Being able to throw it at any count as here comes a mound visit from catcher Ben McCabe here in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead 8-2. Modesto, two runs on four hits, two errors. Fresno, eight runs, nine hits, no errors. Glad you could join us here for Healthcare Heroes and First Responders Night. I want to make sure I give a big shout out to one of my buddies back in Denver, Colorado, Brandon Ouellette. Thank you for being a first responder and being a part of the community out in Colorado. And for all the first responders and healthcare heroes, thank you for what you do in keeping us safe. As Hoffman strikes out Aiden Smith to end the inning, we head to the stretch. 8-2 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-2, Fresno leads Modesto here at Chuck Chancey Park as Andy Perez fouls off the first pitch from left-hander Jack White, who's in for another inning. As we have tonight's attendance, 6,618, 6,618. As here is a fly ball, center field, it's hit well, it's at the wall, and it is! Is it caught? Did Jimenez make the play? He did it! A home run! Jimenez came up empty. Perez leaves the yard again. The third multi-homer game for the Grizzlies this season. Andy Perez touches them all. 9-2 Fresno. Jimenez just missed a home run, robbing. If we look at the replay, let's see how close it was. That ball out to center field. Jimenez tracked it all the way. He leaped and came up just short. As now it's Mendez who is 3-for-3, and he grounds one up the middle. And the shortstop and Pete can't handle it. Mendez is on. And Fresno once again putting their first two runners on in the inning. So Perez, the third homer for Fresno, a solo shot. And then Luis Mendez, he will reach for the fourth time tonight. As now it's Felix Tena who's 0-for-3. Here comes the pitch from White, and it's a grounder foul, counted 0-1. So Fresno, they have now 9 runs on 10 hits as there's a fielding error by the shortstop in Ty Pete. That's how Mendez reaches, so E6. Here's the pitch to Tena. That's a called strike. Counted 0-2. Tena struck out 3 times. Does not want the golden sombrero tonight. Fresno, though, scoring once again. Here comes the pitch, and Tena, fly ball, right field, but playable for the right fielder in Smith as it's caught for the first out. Goes F9 as here comes first baseman in Nick Guile. Guile 0-for-3 tonight with 2 strikeouts. Runner at first with 1 away here in the bottom of the 7th inning. 9-2 Fresno. The Grizzlies, as we said, they have 10 hits tonight. And now Nick Guile wants to get in on the fun as he will take a pitch high, count at 1-0. So the lefty in White, as we said, trying to eat some innings up for this Modesto bullpen. As he looks back the runner in Mendez, here comes the pitch, and that is outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. White, though, has thrown 2 innings. He's allowed 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned. No walks, and he has 2 Ks. Here's the pitch to Guile, and he takes a called strike. And the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning, Runner at first with one out for Fresno. Guile ready to go. And here's a fly ball out to right center field. Jimenez and Smith getting close to one another, but it's Smith who calls off Jimenez. Two outs now. And Ben McCabe, the catcher for Fresno, to the plate. One for three, a double, and a run scored. 9-2 Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Other scores around the league. San Jose, they lead Stockton 2-1 in the eighth inning. That's at Banner Island Ballpark. As here's the pitch to Ben McCabe. Long pause, and it's outside. Count at 1-0. Lake Elsinore falling to Inland Empire 6-5. And Rancho Cucamonga, 10-0 win over the first place Visalia Rawhide. So big wins for the Quakes and the 66ers as there's a strike to McCabe. Count at 1-1. The Grizzlies would love to find a way to win tonight, though, up 9-2. The Grizzlies have scored in four straight innings. Here's the pitch. That's outside. Count now at 2-1. Ben McCabe and Fresno have 10 or more hits in this game, and Fresno, when recording that statistic, are 7-3 at home. As that's outside, 3-1. The Grizzlies, 9 runs tonight. This is a Fresno team that's been searching for their offense the majority of this year. Most runs scored, 13, though. As here comes the pitch. And that is high, 4. So Mendez will get to second. McCabe draws the 2-out walk. Third walk by Modesto pitching, first by White. And now it's Tevin Tucker. Tucker is 1-2, a single walk, stolen base, and a run scored. Grizzlies would love to add some more runs. Fresno's used the long ball, though. Andy Perez, a multi-homer game. Caleb Hobson also hitting a home run. Here comes the pitch to Tucker, and it's a called strike. Count it 0-1. The Grizzlies, 3 home runs tonight. Now give them 17 homers at home this season. As here comes the 0-1 to Tucker, and that is low. 1-1. That's the third 2-homer game. Third multi-homer game this year for Fresno. Braylon Wimmer, Luis Mendez, and now Andy Perez, who has 6 long balls this season. Here's the pitch. Inside, it gets away. Both runners will advance. Mendez on to third. McCabe to second. So now second and third here with 2 outs, and Tucker an opportunity to drive in more runs. This Grizzlies team, after losing the first 3 at John Thurman Field, the offense has come alive tonight. They won yesterday 7-5, a part of a 4-run fourth inning. Tonight, they started the scoring in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from White to Tucker, and it's a fly ball foul. Count now at 2-2. Officially a wild pitch for McCabe and Mendez. Mendez, he actually has been left on base 3 times in this contest, and the Grizzlies have left 4 on total. As here comes the 2-2 to Tevin Tucker. And now, time call by the catcher in Jacob Sharp. Looked like it was a disengagement as Tucker ready to rock a pitch right here. Bottom of the seventh inning, 9-2 Fresno. As that is a ground ball to third. It's going to be a tough play. The throw to first is in time, and Tucker is out by an eyelash to end the inning. But Andy Perez, a solo shot, his second of the game. It is 9-2. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow. where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the eighth inning, 9-2. Fresno leads Modesto as Hunter Mann takes over on the bump as the first pitch is outside. Count at 1-0 to Ty Pete. Pete 0-3 with two strikeouts as Mann takes over for Tyler Hoffman, who worked a career high two innings as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. So Tyler Hoffman, two innings, allowed one run on one hit, three walks. He also had three strikeouts, which is a season high for Hoffman. As there's a called strike, count now at 1-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. 9-2 Fresno here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the pitch from Mann, and it's a foul tip, and just staying alive is Pete. Hunter Mann, this is his first game here at Chuck Chancey Park. Just joined the Grizzlies on their road trip. Man, 6'7", 225 pounds. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. He elevated the fastball, and Pete is out. Third time that Pete has struck out. That is the first strikeout for Man. And that's three straight strikeouts now by Fresno pitching. Tonight they have 13 strikeouts overall. As Luis Swiesbell to the plate, 0-3. Hunter Mann went to Tennessee Tech. From Gordonsville, Tennessee, a 14th round draft pick in 2023, as Swiesbell lifts a high fly ball, and it will drift out of play, count at 0-1. Mann, 22 years old. As we said, just joined Fresno, fourth appearance for Mann. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here comes the pitch, and that is just outside. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As Swiesbell swing and a miss, good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As that is a ground ball up the middle, a base hit for Swiesbell. A one-out single, and Swiesbell's on for the first time tonight. That is just the fifth hit for Modesto, as here's left fielder Carson Jones 0-3. Again, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. As the Grizzlies trying to finish this game off. They lead 9-2. Here on July 5th, as that is high count of 1-0. Friday night fireworks to follow after the conclusion of this game, as there's action down in that Modesto bullpen. Man comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's high in the count now at one ball. And no strikes. Hunter Mann. Long dark hair from the back of his cap. Here comes the 2-0. And it's swung on and missed. Count it 2-1. Jones was very behind on that pitch on the outside part of the plate. Jones is 0-3, struck out twice. As Hunter Mann would love to make it a third strikeout. Here's a base hit up the middle. And another single for Modesto. Sweetspell stops at second. As Jones is on with a base knock. That is the second hit of the inning. And the most hits in an inning so far for Modesto. So first and second, one out for Milcar Perez, who's 2-3 with a run scored. Six hits overall for the Nuts. As Perez to the plate. 9-2 Fresno against Hunter Mann. Mann looks in, the right-hander. As we said, 6-7. Here's the pitch. And that is high for a ball count of one ball and no strikes. Hunter Mann is tied for the third tallest player in Grizzlies history since 1998. Here comes the pitch. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Two balls and no strikes. The tallest player in Grizzlies history is Steve Palazzolo, 2008 to 2009. He was 6'10". Palazzolo was a big teddy bear, though, now an analyst. As here's a fly ball, and it goes foul. Count it 2-1. Players listed at 6'8 for the second tallest players in Grizzlies history, Jeff Urban, Brock Dykeshorn, and Logan Andrusik. Finally, some notable 6'7 Fresno players would include Damon Miner, Dan Griffin, Andrew Cowan, Taylor Jones, Gavin Hollowell, and Andrew DiPiazza. As there's a strike, count it 2-2. Mann looks a little bit like DiPiazza, the former starter for the Grizzlies. Very similar features between the two. Two balls and two strikes. Mann looks back the runner. Here's the pitch to Perez, and it's inside. Count full. Three balls and two strikes. Runners at first and second. One out here in the top of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball Game 5 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Here comes the payoff pitch from Hunter Mann. A chopper to second. It's going to be a tough play, and the only play is to first. Nice maneuver by Mendez to make the for sure out. So Sweetspell to third. Jones to second. And Milcar Perez is out, goes 4-3. So now two away for catcher Jacob Sharp. Sharp a home run. He also has a walk in this game. 9-2 Grizzlies, and Fresno can't afford if they give up a couple more runs, but they would like to keep this at a 7-run lead. As manager Steve Sleet's going to get that ball that was just past the home dugout. Here comes the pitch from Mann, and it's a called strike. Good fastball at 95, and the count at 0-1. Hunter Mann, as we said, went to Tennessee Tech, one of two Tennessee Tech products on this team. The other one, Jason Hinchman, who will lead off in the bottom of the eighth. As Mann comes set around the belt, here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball to center. Sharp hit it well, but Hobson is there. And that will end the inning. A zero put up by Hunter Mann. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies 9, Nuts 2. We'll be back right after this.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 9-2, Fresno leads Modesto as there is a called strike to Jason Hinchman from Michael Limoncelli as he takes over for Jack White on the bump. Jack White, 2 2/3 innings, ate up some frames for Modesto as there's a swing and a miss by Hinchman, counted 0-2. White allowed 4 runs, all earned on 6 hits, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and 2 strikeouts. Here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman. And it is fouled off. Count stays the same. No balls and 2 strikes. So Michael Limoncelli on the bump against Hinchman. Here comes the 0-2 once again as Hinchman trying to stay alive. RBI fielder's choice his last time at the plate. As he fouls it off and it goes off the catcher. Count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Chansey Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's another 0-2 from the righty as Hinchman swing and a miss. He's down on strikes again. That's the first strikeout for Limoncelli, ninth overall for Modesto. And now Caleb Hobson, who's reached base 3 times, a home run single, 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. But again, we like to thank Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and it's inside, almost hits him, count at 1-0. That fastball on the inside part of the plate. Big thank you to all of our partners tonight, Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental. Here's the pitch, that's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Manco Abbott, Le Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, Pete and Jerry's home run eggs as well. Of course, that killer bag policy in effect. As the pitch to Hobson outside, 3 balls and no strikes. Caleb Hobson, a multi-hit game tonight here on July 5th. As the Grizzlies lead 9-2, they would love to score some more runs. As that is taken all the way, ball 4, a 1-out walk to Caleb Hobson. He has reached base now 4 times tonight as Braylon Wimmer will come to the plate. Wimmer, a hit by pitch, a single, and 2 runs scored. With a runner at first and 1 out, 9-2 Fresno. Here on July 5th, Friday Night Baseball. Great crowd, 6,618 in attendance. Here comes the pitch and a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Count at 0-1. The Fresno Grizzlies looking for back-to-back home wins. They had dropped six in a row. Can this start something fun for Fresno's? That goes inside, and Wimmer ducks. He was not happy with that. He's going to take time. Wimmer was not happy with that location from Limoncelli as Hobson takes second base on the wild pitch. Count now at 2-2, and Wimmer, you could tell he was not happy at all. He gave a look to the catcher in Sharp going, what was that? So runner at second now is Wimmer ready to destroy a baseball. And he will take a strike instead. 2-2. Actually, it's 1-2. Either way, though, Wimmer, 10 home runs, 41 RBI, batting .302. Here's the pitch from Limoncelli. And a fly ball, and that is going to get down a base in and center as Hobson will stop at third. Wimmer has a single, his third time reaching base, second hit of the night. So Wimmer stops at third. Hobson stops at third. Wimmer with a single. For Fresno, that is their 11th hit tonight. So now runners to the corners with one away, and it's Andy Perez. If you've missed this game so far, here's what Perez has done. He is 2-for-3, has 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored, and a walk. He's also flown out to right field. As here comes the pitch from the righty in Limoncelli. And Perez takes it inside, count at 1-0. Andy Perez, to put in perspective what he's been able to accomplish tonight, Perez, the pair of home runs, gives him 6 on the season. But Perez only had 1 home run as he pops this one high in the air. And this is playable for the catcher, Sharp, who makes the catch. And Perez is out. So 2 outs now as it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez has reached base all 4 times, but an error allowed him to get to first the last time. But Perez had more homers tonight than he had all of last year with the Grizzlies. Second year, he's been able to figure things out. As here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez, and he fouls it off, count it 0-1. Mendez 3-for-4, a triple and a pair of singles in this game. A bunt single back in the 4th inning. That really was part of the chaotic inning for Fresno, where they scored 3 runs and started this crazy game of offense. Here's the 0-1 to Mendez, and he takes it low. 1-1. The Grizzlies, they lead 9-2 as Stockton has just tied San Jose in the 9th inning. 2 apiece in that one. As Mendez inside, 2-0. Luis Mendez right now is really unstoppable. A 10-game hit streak, but he has been seeing beach balls at the plate. A lot of multi-hits for Mendez. As he flies one, that's out to left field, but playable for Jones, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies, they lead 9-2. We head to the 9th, 3 outs away from a big Friday night win. Don't go anywhere.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Top of the ninth inning here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 9-2 Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Jared Belbin will lead things off against right-hander Hunter Mann, who's back in for another inning of work. Hunter Mann, two innings of work in store for him as here comes the first pitch and it's fouled off. Count it 0-1. Hunter Mann, the hard-throwing right-hander, appearing in his fourth game, no record, a 6 ERA for Mann. Mann started the year down in the ACL, joined Fresno last week on the road trip, as that's outside. Mann, most innings pitched, 3. That was back in the ACL, so he will not be able to reach that category for a career high. Here comes the 1-1. And that is outside, 2 balls and a strike. The Grizzlies and the Nuts continuing their six-game series. They will wrap up the series tomorrow, so stay tuned for the post-game show to find out more for tomorrow's game. Here's a fly ball to left field, and that ball will land foul. Count now at 2-2. Great pitching matchup tomorrow. A pair of right-handers scheduled to pitch. Saturday night baseball tomorrow, more fireworks scheduled, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. But stay tuned for the post-game show, Grizzlies 9, Nuts 2, here in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes a pitch from Mann, that is outside, count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter Mann allowed 2 hits back in that eighth inning. He also struck out Ty Pete. Here comes the pitch, and a chopper to second. Mendez is there. He will throw it to first. It's in time. That was a lot closer than it should have been. It goes 4-3, and Belbin is out. One away for second baseman Edrin Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0-2, a walk and an RBI on a lineout to left field. As Stockton trying to walk it off on San Jose at Banner Island Ballpark. So the Grizzlies 2 outs away from a big win. Last night on July 4th, the celebration as the Grizzlies ended their six-game losing skid. Tonight, the Grizzlies all over Modesto, 9-2. This Fresno team wants to have you guys come out and support them. They've been able to play great the past 2 nights. As here's a line drive out to left field and a 1-out single. Hinchman will throw it in. And Rodriguez is having a nice little night at the bottom of the lineup. That is just the 7th hit for Modesto. And now center fielder Carlos Jimenez. Jimenez is 0-4. Runner at first here with 1 out. A lefty in the pen for Fresno as Mann trying to finish this game as that's outside. Count at 1-0. It is Stu Flesland III. Here comes the 1-0. That's in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. Again, tonight was Healthcare Heroes First Responders Night. Community Outreach Night presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Friday night fireworks. What an amazing night here at the ballpark. As that just misses. 3 balls and no strikes. Tomorrow night, Military Appreciation Night. Post-game fireworks as well. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here comes the offering outside, ball 4. And Jimenez is on with a 4-pitch walk. So on to second goes Rodriguez. First and second with 1 out. And now Aiden Smith to the plate. Smith a double and a walk, 1-3. It's runners at first and second with one out. Here comes the pitch from Mann. And it is a line drive to left. Hinchman is there. He will make the catch. Two outs. Smith hit it on a rope, but Hinchman playing him perfectly. Two outs now for Ty Pete. Pete 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. That's Hunter Mann trying to finish this game off. Mann, 3 hits and 1 walk over an inning and 2/3. And now Ty Pete, who struck out the last time he faced Mann, looks back the runner and the pitch. And it swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Good fastball there from Hunter Mann at 93 miles per hour. That's become the norm in minor league baseball. Most relievers throwing in the mid-90s. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike two. 0-2, and the Grizzlies a strike away from a big Friday night win here at Chuck Chancy Park. No balls, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Hunter Mann looks in. Comes set around the belt. Here comes the 0-2. And it's fouled off. Pete stays alive. This Grizzlies team, they trail 9-7 in the season series against the Nuts. The Grizzlies all-time 48-47 against Modesto. That's over 95 games since 2021. Here's the 0-2. And a line drive foul. Pete stays alive. This Grizzlies team, they would like to face Modesto in the postseason. This Nuts team won the first half in the California League North Division. They had a plethora of prospects. They still have a lot of them. Colt Emerson, Luis Suispel. But the Grizzlies tonight finding a way. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball to center. Hobson is there like a gazelle. And the Grizzlies win 9-2. A big win on Friday night for your Fresno Grizzlies. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown. There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for the postgame show wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious over the Modesto Nuts 9-2. Fresno improves to 43-36 overall. They are 5-9 now in the second half. They've won two in a row. Modesto drops to 48-30. They are now 7-7 in the second half. Modesto, 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors, 10 left on base. Fresno, 9 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Michael Persecki. He is 1-0, his 12th win in a Grizzlies uniform over 2 seasons. The loss to Elijah Dale, now 3-5. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 6,618 as Friday night fireworks getting ready here at Chuck Chancey Park. Let's go through the scoring plays where the Grizzlies took a 7-1 lead over the first 5 innings. The Grizzlies 3 runs in the 4th. Caleb Hobson, a solo shot to left field. It was his 3rd homer of the year. And then a pair of wild pitches by Elijah Dale allowed Braylon Wimmer and Andy Perez to trot home the Grizzlies a 3-0 lead. But then Jacob Sharp, a home run in the top of the 5th, made it 3-1. Really the only thing that Persecki allowed tonight that was hit hard overall. But Fresno said, all right, we're not done yet. 4 runs in the 5th is what we're going to do next to take a 7-1 lead. Caleb Hobson, he had an RBI single. Braylon Wimmer had an RBI single. There was also a fielding error that allowed Hobson to score all the way from first. And then Andy Perez, a 2-run homer. It didn't matter what Fresno did that inning. Perez was ready to go. In the bottom of the 6th inning, a ground out that was ruled as a fielder's choice with an error made it 8-1. Jason Hinchman picks up the RBI. The run scored by Ben McCabe. In the 7th, a sacrifice fly to left by Edwin Rodriguez cut the Grizzlies' lead to 8-2. But the Nuts couldn't find anything because in the bottom of the 7th, Andy Perez, the final nail in the coffin. His 2nd homer of the game, his 6th of the season, 9-2 Fresno beats Modesto. Let's go to the offensive side of things. Let's start with the Grizzlies that had 11 hits tonight. And batters 2 through 5 combined for 9 of those 11 hits. 2 by Caleb Hobson, 2 by Braylon Wimmer, 2 by Andy Perez, and 3 by Luis Mendez. Andy Perez had a pair of home runs. He had 3 RBI, 3 runs scored, and a walk. And then a home run for Caleb Hobson. He had 2 RBI and 2 runs. He added a walk as well. Braylon Wimmer, a pair of runs, and Luis Mendez extending his hit streak to 10 games. Tevin Tucker, he had a run on a hit. Ben McCabe, a run and a hit. Both those guys, a walk as well. Double for Ben McCabe, triple for Luis Mendez. 3 homers for the Grizzlies tonight. On the other side, Jacob Sharp had a good game. He went 1-for-3, a solo home run. He also drew a walk. Milcar Perez had 2 hits. Aiden Smith had a double and a hit as well with an RBI for Edrin Rodriguez. On the pitching side of things, Modesto's right-hander Elijah Dale, he picked up the loss 4 1/3 innings. He allowed 5 runs all earned. And then the left-hander in Jack White ate up 2 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs on 6 hits and 1 walk. Michael Limoncelli, a clean 8th inning. for Fresno, Michael Prosecki in his return to Chukchansey Park. 5 innings of 1-run ball, 3 hits, 1 walk, 9 punchouts. Tyler Hoffman, a career-high 2 innings. Hunter Mann added 2 innings as well, as the duo 4 innings and 4 Ks to wrap up the win. The Grizzlies, though, they look for the little home-to-home series win tomorrow for Saturday Night Baseball. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. A pair of righties expected to throw. Ashton Izzy for Modesto, a 6-3 record, a 2.70 ERA. For Fresno, they'll give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 3-4 record, a 3.04 ERA. It'll be Izzy and Kaminska to wrap up this six-game series, as the Grizzlies have won 2 in a row, and they look to win this series by a sweep. So Fresno back at it tomorrow, but a big win tonight. They defeat the Modesto Nuts 9-2 in Game 5 of this six-game series. Fireworks for the crowd on hand as the Grizzlies celebrate as well. 9-2, our final. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.